Hello and welcome to the Virtual Voices podcast. I'm your host, Bleach Streaks, and today we have a special guest, Paul Manson, very well-known friend for a while. Please have a seat, bro. Definitely here to enjoy ourselves and gonna have a lovely show, dude. Let's see how this works. So, how you
Thanks
been,
for
dude?
Having me.
How you been? I haven't spoken to you for a little bit.
I can't complain. I can't complain. The New Year's going good so far. Well. Same old same, but, you know, it's a new year and we're looking forward to it.
Hell yeah, dude. I'm so hyped. So, about to be the beginning of the new year. I actually had a migraine on, like, an 11:57 p.m.
It
just killed. I was like, wow, what a new year, dude. And it sucks because it was just like, oh, finally is this moment that I actually like am gonna thrive for this and be with my friends for the first time, because my family, they were like, we want you to spend time with us, and like I'm gonna go with my friends for the first time, and then just that so happened to be, and I'm like, oh my god, well that's great. But new year, new us.
Well, you know
also
what?
Yeah.
You can look at it like it's only going to get better from there if you started off with a migraine.
Hell yeah. You only end with the worst and start with something new, ready to go. And just like this podcast, yo, I'm so hyped. I'm so hyped with this new year, with this new special guest, especially for this one. Episode one for this special rave scene, dude. I'm hyped. So like, Paul, tell me a little bit about yourself, dude.
I'm Paul. I'm from New Jersey, USA.
New Jersey.
I have been DJing for a little over 8 years now.
Oh, man.
I got into music, track making, producing, around 2000 when I started high school.
2000? Oh, my God. Whoa.
Yes.
Holy shit.
And I found DJing like mid-2010s, and that was a big turning point for me, where I felt like I could, you know, I could really like get involved with all types of music instead of sort of focusing on whatever genres I was producing.
Yeah. What were you making before? Like when you first
mostly
started?
Mostly hip hop.
Oh, shoot.
Mostly hip hop, R&B, some experimental stuff, but mostly working with vocalists.
Oh, man.
And that kind of stuff. So it was nice to be able to branch out with DJing and kind of, you know, I'll admit I definitely hit a wall with production where I felt like I was stuck in a routine and stuck in a sound, and DJing really allowed me to kind of break out of that. So it's been fun to explore that over the last 8+ years.
Yeah, dude. I mean, 8 years. Oh my God. Dude. That's a passion right there. That's awesome. Like,
yep, like what time flies.
This is insane, because when 2000, man, I wasn't even in high school. I was in like middle school, bro. It was ever since 2013 when that happened is when it started for me. But like, that's, I guess when high school ever starts, it just kind of starts with you, with your talents. And, you know, like I got in designs and I got into modeling and stuff, but I wasn't as passionate as I was now. And, you know, here we are talking about like this stuff, and it's like, oh my God, like we're bringing the creative everything with this and bringing this passion that we both have each other in. And I think it's really sick to incorporate this to, especially where we are now, dude. It's awesome. It's fucking awesome, dude. So like,
yeah, we didn't let go of those passions, you know?
So how far did it take you to get with when you started from music to what you're at now
with track making? I was like, definitely stuck. Like it was kind of like I wanted to make other stuff. Anytime I tried to, I was just like, man, I'm so comfortable making the styles of music I had already been making for years and years, that whenever I try anything else, I wouldn't have success, and I'd be like, I just revert back to my safe zone in production.
Because what you're good at, like, I mean, that's kind of the loop where you were stuck at, you know? Sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks to and have
I,
that.
I don't, yeah. It's just like with DJing, I don't think I could just do one genre forever. I'd be crazy.
Heck.
So sitting there and like having to toil away and produce something that at the end of making it, you're just like, I don't like this at all.
Yeah.
You might learn some stuff along the way, but if you never feel like you're getting anything out of it, it kind of knocks you down a bit. And that's where I was at when I found DJing. Kind of gave me a new appreciation with music and a new way to kind of interact with it, whatever I wanted it to be, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome. Definitely growth of your imagination of what you can definitely conquer. And, you know, like it's the goal to really make that creativity come to life, especially when it comes to music. Like I tried making music. Fuck that. Dude, I hate, like, it was so bad, bro. It's like a, you have to have a rhythm with something. And with my ADHD, it kind of like threw out the window, but I made something though. It was shit though. So how did you find VR, dude?
So it's actually an interesting story. So I spent my time DJing when I started on Twitch. I did not have DJ friends in real life. I didn't know anyone else who DJed personally. And once I started, the only other DJs I knew were through making music online. So I kind of was like, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm not just going to sit in my room alone and do it. I might as well put it on Twitch. That way there's like an automatic recording and I can kind of look back at my camera and watch what I did wrong, watch what I did right, and sort of take notes and learn from it. And I spent a good 4 years on Twitch with 3 to 5 friends watching. And then as time went on, you know, my other track maker producer friends would find out, oh, Paul's DJing. I just exported a new track. I'm going to send it over to Paul and see what he says and see what the people in his channel say.
Oh, man.
Because it did happen to be a lot of track makers and a lot of other DJs in the channel, you know, in my Twitch chat.
Yeah.
So it turned into almost like it was like a twofold thing. Some producers or some streamers will have people send in music and they'll like review it and kind of critique it. And the chat will get in on like, oh, we really like that. Or like, oh, that could use work on this and that. So it was kind of like a little bit of that, except I would force myself to try to incorporate it into what I was DJing. So as people would send me tracks, I wouldn't know what it was. You know, I would know, okay, my friend likes to make Jersey Club. This is probably going to be a Jersey Club song, but that was not a guarantee. So I would kind of, you know, it went bad for 4 years of trying to figure out how to do that on the fly. But that kind of approach to it definitely, I think, like learning in that strange way without guidance took a long, 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 long time of banging my head against the wall. But once I started to feel comfortable and able to do that type of stuff, I feel like that's really informed the way I DJ today. So I wouldn't change it.
That's insane, dude. Well, you know, it's one thing that you realize that you are the person to go to for music. You know, it's that kind of like helpful heart that like people do care about the music, but how do they, like, they need some kind of inspiration to kind of put them through the door of, hey, Paul, would you want to like review my video? And then you have to do the work to do it for
right,
them
or right.
make something like that. And it's I'm going from this from a perspective of for my video editing skills, because I've been doing it for 10 years. And it puts me on a line of, do I really need to go through a situation of this person helping me, or maybe some experience that I can put through? And it drew me down to like, I had so much video experience and I want to like try to incorporate this by helping, but it only just got me drained and there was nothing besides building a portfolio with that. But it gave me the knowledge, what I have now, of just striving to get more of what I want, especially for music. Like I feel like that's like 10 times crazier, because you're like, you're dealing with sounds. I'm more of a visual learner than I am someone that
right.
with music, the music with my ADHD just goes off the roof. Fucking, it's just flies, dude. No, that's insane. And like, it just goes to show you, dude, just there's a lot of people that are in this world, and especially like people like Paul that are in this game, to make some of their talents grow, especially with other people that are in here. And you know, at the end of the day, like, he's out here making moves and out here making these dreams happen, especially for what he is. And you know, it's a big portfolio as well, but a lot of people don't know the VR platform, and it's just insane to see that, like, there's so many talented people, and especially like Paul, dude, he really makes this dream come to life. And you know, we have our goods and bad days, but you know what, we're always learning on trying to make these moves.
Absolutely.
Bro, and about these moves real quick too, as well, to like, when you started moving with your I guess Paul Manton, that's your real name, yeah?
Nope. My real name's Anthony.
Your real name's Anthony? Do you want me to bleep it out, or do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't mind it.
You don't mind it?
It's always funny when I tell people, they're like, wait. What? My real name's, my last name is Italian in 12 letters.
Oh, God.
So my real name never would have been a good, good, like, to spell it or phonetically.
You're like,
or to like tell people what my name is, people would just be like, what? What? Wait, so what? Anton is on the end of my name.
Oh, gotcha.
And
gotcha.
PM were the initials for a Counter-Strike clan I was in when I was much younger. So PM Anton was Anton. My handle.
Dang.
And we used to land around like New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, like, you know, the East Coast around there.
Yeah.
And one of our good friends who was on an opposing team, one day he just asked, like, is your real name Paul Manton? And I was like, no, but that's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And, you know, that was like 22, 23 years ago. So I just kind of... When I started making music, I was like, what name am I going to use, you know? And that one was something I was using for other stuff online.
Yeah.
And it just kind of stuck.
Hey, man.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. So I've been running with that for a long time. And like, you know, like I said, I'm Italian. I have family members named Paul. So like, yeah. Just at Christmas. And
It's Paul Manton. He's ready to go.
At Christmas. I have a second cousin and his son are both named Paul. So I have to be careful because I answer to that. You know, yeah. I had to not perk up and not say, yeah, you know.
Oh,
so
my God,
it's kind of funny.
Hey, you know, at the end of the day, you know, like, you got your name out here, and that, like, what? So now the story has came in with this. When you came into VR chat, what did you want to bring yourself into? I know the DJ scene, but like, when you're thinking about the iconic symbol of Paul Manton, what made you into the goose of who you are?
Okay, so I didn't fully answer two questions ago, which was, you know, how did I get into VR chat? And that will lead nicely into what you just asked.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I was doing my thing on Twitch. You know, I didn't care about like, being some full-time streamer or something. Not that there's many DJs who are. I mean, nowadays there are some, but, you know, in the mid-2010s, people were not doing that on Twitch, like a full-time DJ streamer. Mm-hmm. So I was just doing it for fun, for practice, like after work or like on the weekends. You know, I'd make like a night of it. And there's a VR application.
VR what?
What's it called? Application.
Okay.
The name is slipping my mind. You can DJ.
Wait.
Hold on. Virtual decks.
I saw it.
Why is it slipping my mind?
It's like, oh my God, I saw
it's
it.
It's not Wave. It's not Wave.
It's the Workshop Tribe. Is it Tribe?
Tribe. Tribe XR. Okay, so...
Yes.
In my travels, I think maybe one of the staff members, one of the employees of Tribe, just so happened to be in my stream.
What?
You know, just like sick. Bopping around. You know, and I didn't know anything about VR back then. I know that one of my friends was involved in Wave very early, but it wasn't like prolific yet. It wasn't a regular thing. So I knew VR existed, right? But I didn't know there was like Tribe doing what they were doing. So I didn't know who this person was, but they hung out in my stream. So I checked out their stream the next time that they were live, and they were using this program, Tribe, where you can DJ in VR. And they have a license with Pioneer, where they have CDJs in there and they have all the other controllers. So even if you can't get out to the club or you don't know someone's CDJs or you don't have thousands and thousands of dollars, you can practice on CDJs. That's and of course, sick. It's a little more cumbersome than real life, but there have been plenty of people who have started there and been able to transition to playing on them in real life. Because besides the controllers, it's a one-to-one. Yeah, so I just wound up like hanging around them for a little bit. And one day, this guy that I met approached me privately and he said, hey, you know, Tribe is doing a DJ contest. You don't have to be in VR. You don't have to be using Tribe. Like, it's just on Twitch. And we had some people drop out. So, I'm scrambling to find people. Will you play? And it was, like, in a couple days. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. Like, I'm not going to do it to compete. But, like, it'll be fun to, like, test myself and, you know, throw myself in with some other DJs and just kind of see what shakes out, right?
Yeah.
And that's where I met Gravekeeper and Jazzy Senpai.
Oh, my Jazzy God.
Jazzy was... Gravekeeper signed up for it. And Jazzy was the other person that filled in last minute. So
holy moly.
Grave was part of it. And all the DJs had like great camaraderie and like we got along really well and it was super fun. I won't go into what the contest was, but it was a blast. And once the contest started winding down, Jazzy was like, you should really come in and check out VR chat.
Oh shit.
And I had joined VR chat when it first came out. And as we all know, VR chat is not something that the company VR chat built for us to play in. Like they did build the software, but they didn't, there's not all these worlds exist because it's user generated content. All the avatars exist because it's user generated content. So at the beginning, there was very little going on in the game besides people just running around and like cursing at each other and fighting and like memes, being weird. I had already experienced that for like an hour. Came out, and I was like, yeah, I was like, I don't know why I would do this again, right? And like, you know, between then and when Jazzy asked me to come in, I think the only content I saw was people going around like streaming and making fun of people and like,
oh my God,
like putting people down, you know, like using VR chat as their comedy platform to put other people down. And I hated pretty that. Much. So I was like, I don't really feel like going into that at all. Okay, Jazzy. And Jazzy, you know, I had no desire to come in. But Jazzy was like, yeah, there's live DJ events in there. And I was like, okay, that sounds interesting. Check it out, right? Within five minutes of joining, I was like, man, every track maker I know that DJs, every DJ I know, if I told them about this right now, they would flip just like me. It would just be nuts. So, you know, it took me some time and, I do want to say this, like, I think of myself as a very outgoing, talkative person, but I felt so socially awkward and on the outside when I first got here. And I know that's very common for all sorts of people who join this community. Yeah. And everybody was like, hey, you're new. Why don't you, like, you know, don't stand outside the circle. Like, come talk to us.
It always happens.
You know, I think everybody experiences that, no matter what type of person you are. So, like, I always like to, like, remind people, like, you know, it's not such a weird feeling to feel that way. I think it's a natural way to feel. But especially the dance communities and the DJ communities really foster that type of, you know, foster that type of togetherness and sort of, like,
it brings,
you know, and not everything's perfect. But overall, I do think it is a very community-oriented community, repeat myself. But
it's a social platform that you're here to conversate. You're here to conversate. You're not, I mean, there's a lot of sides of
absolutely
us. Like, you are here to hang out with your friends, go meet some new people, go meet some stupid people, but also meet people that might be the person you've never met that are probably that are probably like, You just never know, because I've met people before, like Virtual Riot. I've met like in VR, and it's like, just like, what the fuck? That's never happened. But you know why that happened? Is because I got into the communities that I'm in, and I had to go and push myself to like get more into the fucking social platform. And you know what that takes? It takes a lot of empathy in yourself to drive into the conversation, into like, hey, how's your day? Even though it's a random person, you know, that's what you need to do. And that's what a lot of people need to do in this game as well. But that's how Paul Manson got where they are now. And, you know, they can implicit develops, it develops a lot of social skills as well. And, you know, if it wasn't for this game personally, I think I'd still be awkward. But, you know, like, it happens to all of us, and especially DJs like Paul. We all have that same kind of feeling in all of us, nervousness and, you know, like trying to take out of your, get out of your bubble and into the social places. And, you know, like, we're all here as a group, all here as a community to guide us what we can. And you know what? I'm fucking enjoying that, you know, and I'm here enjoying myself. And you know what? I'm fucking amazed on how the journey I took myself to knowing all these creative people. And you know, like, fucking Paul as well, dude, like, I appreciate you so much, dude, for even hanging out. And you know, like, if you ever need to talk, bro, just talk to Paul. He's the kind of guy that will literally help you. It's every DJ's out there to help, you know. And if you need some advice, it makes for all of us and the best of us. So fuck yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah, dude. I think we are pretty much good from what we talked about, so we're gonna end this off. I also want to talk to you about some like how much we're at right now. It's like 30 minutes. All right, cool. Hell yeah, dude. It's a crazy experience to know that, like, you find these people in this game too. And you know, like, if you guys want to check out the full video of our conversation and stuff, check it out on my Patreon. Link in the description.